Chapter 14.
Look, the day is coming, a day belonging to Jehovah, when the spoil from you will be divided in your midst. I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem for the war, and the city will be captured, and the houses plundered, and the women raped. And half of the city will go into exile, but the remaining ones of the people will not be cut off from the city. Jehovah will go out and war against those nations, as when he fights in the day of a battle. In that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives will be split in half from east to west, forming a very great valley. And half of the mountain will move to the north, and half of it to the south. You will flee to the valley of my mountains, for the valley of the mountains will extend all the way to Azel. You will have to flee, just as you fled because of the earthquake in the days of King Uzziah of Judah. And Jehovah my God will come, and all the holy ones will be with him. In that day there will be no precious light. Things will be congealed, and it will become one day that is known as belonging to Jehovah. It will not be day, nor will it be night, and at evening time there will be light. In that day living waters will flow out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea and half of them toward the western sea. It will happen in summer and in winter, and Jehovah will be king over all the earth. In that day Jehovah will be one, and his name one. The whole land will become like the Arabah, from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. And she will rise and be inhabited in her place, from the gate of Benjamin all the way to the site of the first gate, all the way to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel all the way to the wine presses of the king. And people will inhabit her, and there will never again be a curse of destruction, and Jerusalem will be inhabited in security. And this is the scourge with which Jehovah will scourge all the peoples who wage war against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot away while they stand on their feet. Their eyes will rot away in their sockets, and their tongues will rot away in their mouths. In that day confusion from Jehovah will be widespread among them, and each one will grab hold of the hand of his companion, and his hand will come against the hand of his companion. Judah will also be involved in the war at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nations will be gathered, gold and silver and garments in vast quantity. And a scourge like that scourge will also come against the horses, the mules, the camels, the donkeys, and all the livestock that are in those camps. Everyone who is left remaining out of all the nations that come against Jerusalem will go up from year to year to bow down to the King Jehovah of armies and to celebrate the festival of booths. But if anyone among the families of the earth does not go up to Jerusalem to bow down to the King Jehovah of armies, no rain will fall on them. And if the family of Egypt does not come up and does not come in, they will have no rain. Instead, they will have the scourge with which Jehovah scourges the nations that do not come up to celebrate the festival of booths. This will be the punishment for the sin of Egypt and the sin of all the nations that do not come up to celebrate the festival of booths. In that day, the words, "Holiness belongs to Jehovah," will be written on the bells of the horses. And the cooking pots in the house of Jehovah will be like the bowls before the altar. And every cooking pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holy and will belong to Jehovah of armies. And all those who are sacrificing will come in and use some of them for boiling. In that day, there will no longer be a Canaanite in the house of Jehovah of armies.